God is Right Next to You by Ann Peterson, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. I woke up and started reading in the Word. We're encouraged to do this as Christ followers. It prepares us for the day. To me, it's like nourishment, my daily bread. Little did I know, one particular day, how much I would really need it. Just a short time later, I received a phone call. Our nephew's son was on his way to the ER. There would be surgery. Something needed to be done about an infection that was invading the body of this sweet three-year-old. I immediately went to God's throne room as all the verses I had read that morning bombarded my mind. The verses assuring me that God had this under control, His control. God knew beforehand. I would need His assurance. Yes, I knew. He would never leave me, and He's always made good on that promise. Psalm 16 reminds us that God is always before us in all things, and He is also right in the thick of it with us. And because of that, we will not be shaken. God hears us. In Psalm 16, David reminds us why he prayed to God. David tells us that he prays because he knows God will answer. God bends down to listen as we pray. David, who is called a man after God's own heart, tells the Lord to bend down and listen. And I know I can do the same. And the good news is, all of us can. In Matthew 10:29, God tells us that He knows when even a sparrow falls. And He uses those tiny little birds to make a point. He assures us we are worth much more than sparrows. God cares about what we care about. We know this is true when we read about how God gave us His most precious Son. Nothing can ever compare with that. So how can we think our requests won't be acknowledged? And yet, we sometimes hear the whispers of the enemy of our soul who tries telling us that God is finished, tired of listening to our prayers. This is a lie, a desperate measure Satan will use to try to get us to stop talking to God. Because Satan knows that power is available when any child of God is on his or her knees. We're living in a crazy world. People are scared, not knowing what'll happen to their families and friends, but God is still sovereign. While He is up above, He is forever watching us here on earth. As Psalm 16 tells us, He is also at our right hand. He is with us and also before us in all things. God loves His children so much that He provided a way for us to someday live with Him forever. God will never tire of hearing our prayers. He tells us we can come boldly to His throne of grace and obtain mercy when we need it. Here's a poem I wrote about taking God's hand. I pray it blesses you today. Take His hand. I do not understand my life. It's difficult for me. Some questions have no answers, at least that I can see. And yet, with every year I've grown, there is a truth that God makes known. I do not have to understand, but simply take my Father's hand.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.